Excuse me, Norton. We're discussing your involvement in the Dare to Keep Cops Off Donuts organization.
Ah, yes, yes. my name is Norton Stifler, and I am the founder and sole member of Dare to Keep Cops Off Donuts. You may have seen our stickers around town warning folks about the dangers of donut abuse.
Yes, I have seen the stickers.
Good, good. I started the group back in 1985, and I'm still trying to attract membership. The trouble is no one takes my flyers seriously. You know, that's why I'm so very happy to be here tonight, Greaser James, to spread the word about this extremely serious problem that we have today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very pleased to have you here too, Norton. This is a subject in dire need of being exposed to the light of day, and we are going to shed some light on cop donut abuse tonight. Norton, how did you come to become so heavily involved in this fight?
Well, actually, James, you probably can't tell by looking at me, but I used to be a donut addict. I would stand around outside donut shops and convenience stores slobbering on myself and waiting for the right moment to run in and snatch some donuts and run out. You see, I couldn't hold down a job because I had to eat a donut every 5 to 10 minutes. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you, James. I was forced to steal donuts and spare change. And then one day, one afternoon outside my favorite convenience store, it suddenly dawned on me that I kept seeing cops coming in and out, you know, every 20 minutes or so, and they were walking out with handfuls of donuts. Huh. It wasn't long before I applied for a job with the police department, and it wasn't long after that I became one of the boys in blue, and that was when I saw the dangers of cops on donuts firsthand.
Could you describe in more detail what you mean by that, Norton?
Well, you can imagine what heaven I was in my first day on the job, Richard James, when I realized that my partner, Officer David Lefevre, was a fellow donut addict. The two of us quickly became buddies. Within the first hour of my new job, Dave and I were parked behind a donut shop, hunkered down in our seats and inhaling a dozen donuts each. Dave became a raving lunatic on donuts. I'd sit there in a daze.
A dozen donuts?
Yep, sure enough. And I'd just sit there in a daze and marvel while Dave, with custard and jelly and crumbs all over his gibbering lips, would rant and rave all kinds of depraved sexual innuendos and racial slurs while spittle sprayed on my face. Then he would start the car and he would drive at high speeds through town in circles, running red lights and pounding his forehead into the steering wheel.
Sounds dangerous.
Yes, it was. He would do this until blood gushed out, and then about this point, Dave would usually pull someone over that fits his idea of, you know, scumbag and pummel them. You know, later, they would be prosecuted for assaulting an officer. At first, I thought Dave...
So this is a pattern that Lefevre exhibits.
Oh, yes.
And it's due to the donut addiction?
Well, it's a definitely an aggravating factor.
Huh.
At first, I thought Dave's antics, you know, amusing from my donut-induced state. But then one day, Dave ate 2 dozen donuts and a bag of donut holes, and he really lost it. He choked me and handcuffed me to the door handle of our car. He slashed my butt cheek severely with a switch that he broke off of a nearby bush, and he also sunk his teeth into my throat, piercing my flesh, almost puncturing my jugular vein.
This is some serious stuff.
I cried and begged. I begged for mercy, but it did no good. Dave was a fucking animal. I quit my job that afternoon and swore to do everything within my power to make sure that nothing like this happened again to anyone, ever. And that's when I started the DARE program and began to compile data on cops and donut abuse.
Well, that was a very powerful story you had to tell there. I understand that you've brought some data with you to share with the listening audience, some graphs and things?
Yes, I have brought some exhibits. The first one I have here is a map of the state of California. The blue dots are police stations, the yellow dots are donut shops and convenience stores. You'll see, Greaser James, if you look closely, that typically within a 4-block area of any police station, there are not 2, not 4, but 5 donut shops.
Wow.
All open 24 hours a day.
This is some compelling evidence you brought with you here.
Now you'll see why this is so seriously disturbing when I share Exhibit 2 with you. This is a series of slides. The first slide we have here, a young cop by the name of Officer Aaron Tripp. In this photo, Aaron appears to be somewhat sedated and what you might call normal.
Isn't he a rookie cop?
Yes, he's a young cop, a rookie. In the next slide...
Very unfortunate.
He's already
abusing donuts?
Yep, already. Probably the first day on the job, I'm telling you, this is a serious addiction here.
Whoa.
In the next slide, we see a much more animated Aaron Tripp.
I'm going to tell our listeners here, this is some powerful stuff you're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
This is some potent stuff.
Yeah. In the next slide of Aaron, we see a much more animated Mr. Tripp. He has just consumed 5 jelly-filled donuts very quickly. His eyes, as you can see here, James, are bugging out of his head.
I can see that.
Beads of sweat have popped out on his forehead, and several rather large blue veins have swelled up and are protruding from his neck. If you look a little closer, you'll see that there is a thick white collection of scum at the corners of his mouth.
He looks a bit like a rabid animal.
He sure does. And his hands are all over his gun. Can you see that?
Yes, I can. It's very disturbing.
As a matter of fact, it almost appears that he is massaging his gun. Now, this is the effect, James, that the donuts have. The officers either become fixated on killing, or they become fixated on obtaining their fix, more donuts. In this slide, we see Officer Colleen McMahon being tossed a baby and a dozen donuts. As you can see, she is clearly going for the donuts.
Yes, I can see that. Shame face, no shame.
I don't want to tell you what happened to the baby, James.
Probably landed on its head.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how it got creamed by a Mack truck. But anyway, in this slide, we see Officer Biani actually being led away from a murder scene by a box of donut holes.
Hmm.
And in the next slide, we see another officer at the scene of a fatal car accident prying a stale glazed donut from the fingers of one of the deceased. Disgraceful.
Seems like this might be interfering with their job performance.
Here, we see a highway patrolman who took his own life after he drove for miles and could not locate an all-night donut shop. And in this next slide I have here,
that's a rather large bullet wound to the head.
Yes, it is.
A gaping wound. Must have put the shotgun right up to his temple.
Sure like that slide, don't you? And in this next slide I have, James, we see cops shooting at targets down at the station. One is a man with a hostage, and the other is an infant holding a box of donuts. You can clearly see here, James, that the cops are putting three times as many holes into the child.
Yes, I can see that.
And in this final slide, you will see Officer David Lefevre. He has been afflicted by a serious bout of diarrhea after having consumed 10 chocolate eclairs, and he is taking it out on a neighborhood dog. This is a very shameful slide.
Whoa!
So there you
pretty bad.
There
pretty
you
bad.
Have it. There you have it. The evidence that
serious
cops on donuts
stuff.
Is a very serious and life-threatening issue today cannot be refuted, James.
Oh, well, Mr. Stifler, I have to agree with you there. Your evidence is powerful. Phew. Any final comments?
Well, yes, I would just like to urge folks that are concerned about this issue to give me a call at the DARE Donut Abuse and Rotundity Elimination Hotline, 1-800-EAT-COPS-NOT-DONUTS. And I would also like to thank you so much for this opportunity. Oh, by the way, you can give me a call anytime at home. Anytime, James.
I'll do that, Norton. I will do that.
Thanks for coming on the show, Norton. It was a powerful, powerful presentation. A lot of good information, and the community needs to hear about this.
Yes, they do. It's up-to-date issues.
Thank you so much, James.
Good night, Norton.